Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present The Well-Tuned Brain, Neuroscience and the Life Well-Lived by Peter C. Wybrow. Narrated by John Curlis. The author begins this book with the following quotes. From E.B. White. Why is it, do you suppose, that an Englishman is unhappy until he has explained America? And from John Dewey, the supreme test of all political institutions and industrial arrangements shall be the contribution they make to the all-around growth of every member of society.
Preface. I first began thinking about the ideas that were to become the well-tuned brain in 2008, in the wake of America's ruptured housing bubble and the worldwide financial seizure that it provoked. American Mania had been published a couple of years earlier and essentially predicted such a meltdown. But why, I asked myself, had the madness become so pervasive in Western culture? What were we thinking? Looking back, it defies common sense to believe that any economic system, but particularly a globalized market system, could indefinitely sustain itself on debt and speculation. Amid the wreckages of subprime mortgages, easy money, and shifting weather patterns, I wasn't alone in my rumination. As the workaday treadmill slowed and the collective anxiety mounted across Europe and in the United States, the mood was one of angry, confused reflection. In the public forum, perhaps in fright, perhaps in hope, we thrashed about, searching for villains and plausible causes. And rogues there were, with the bankers being high on most lists. But self-reflection and discussions around the part we each may have played in the economic debacle were remarkably muted. In the main, we preferred to find explanation out there, apart from our personal behaviour and our responsibilities as informed citizens. This intrigued me. The foibles of humankind are no secret, but are written large in the history of our species, nor are our assets obscure when it comes to thinking about who we are. One of the amazing things about modern times is that we have made great strides in understanding the biology of the brain and its role in shaping human culture. And yet, when thinking about our social and political organization, we tend to ignore such insights.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?